The question is, will printing trillions and trillions of dollars diminish our wealth? Stay tuned and check out these details. Welcome to The Wealth Transfer. I'm Terry Saka. So today we're going to ask that very question because we just saw them pass a $1.9 trillion, with a T, trillion-dollar bailout. And it's going to be signed. They're going to work out the details in the House. It's all being cooked. But think about that, folks. $1.9 trillion. Now, that's on top of the $120 billion that the Fed's using to bail out the banking system. And that's not counting all the other trillions that we already did in stimulus. But here's the shocker of it all. $1.9 trillion. And how much of that goes to COVID relief? 9%. Not even $200 billion goes to COVID and to we the people. Think about what they're doing. Think about the literal hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions right down the toilet of liberal waste. Unbelievable. Just really is. And so what I want to show today is what that printing money is going to do, because it's not over. They're going to continue to print and print over the next 2 years. My guess is we'll see another five, if not $6 trillion, being printed. Now, many people may not understand the gravity of how much money that supposedly is. But just know that they know that it's the end of a cycle. They know that this is over. And they're getting ready to usher in a new world currency system, central bank digital money. Now, they're going to say the central bank digital money is coming in and we'll leave cash too. It's going to work with cash. Now, they're going to say that initially. And then there's going to be some other completely fake sham virus come out, just like COVID-19 was. And they're going to be like, oh no, there's a virus on this cotton piece of paper. Don't touch it. I mean, it's going to be insane. But then they will get rid of this. And then we will be 100% slaves when they know every single thing you do, where you go, who you talk to. I mean, and if you don't think that this is coming in the future, you get a speeding ticket. They look up the fact that you had 3 cups of coffee that day. Your insurance company says if you have more than 1 cup of coffee a day, we cancel your insurance. And that's coming in the future. Hopefully not in my time, but it's coming, because that's the tyranny that this is presenting itself. Now, I'm not going to go too deep on this, but I do have to show it, because this was 2020 economics. It was actually the growth in 2020 for all these countries, the main countries. And I want you to know there's only one country that made money, and they just so happened to be the bowels of communism. Take a look at this. So in all 2020, the pandemic, if you notice, China is the only country that made money. And America didn't do too bad. We only were a negative 3.7%. And then Germany and Japan weren't too bad at negative 5. Look at France, Italy, India, and UK. 9 and 11% respectfully in their growth. Well, you see, it was the French and the English, which are about as, you know, bang your head on a rock type of mentality as it gets in Europe. So they went through this totalitarian, completely irrational sham of a lockdown, and they're still doing it today and destroying their economy. They're leading the way in destroying the Western economic system to usher in what's coming. And they're working on behalf of China. So if you notice, China's the only one that made the money. So the virus, which is a bioweapon out of Wuhan that everybody knows about, that was paying attention, knows it was a bioweapon that started in North Carolina, went over to Wuhan, they kept financing it. Old Dr. Fauci was the one behind a lot of the financing of the virus. They even had 2 years before it hit. They knew this whole thing was there. This is nothing more than a flu. How convenient the cases are dropping since January too, huh? Wow, just incredible stuff going on that I see. It's all a sham. It was a setup, number one, to take Trump out because he was taking the central banking system down, but two, to completely align the Western culture into the pocket of the Chinese. And a good third of our country are kissing the boots and licking the boots of Chinese anyway. So you have to understand this is an epic Western culture takedown. It was a lie from the beginning. World Health Organization is a sham and a lie. And they spread the narrative as a lie. Mainstream media, because they're all communists. They're communist sympathizers. And they want you to be a slave next. It was a setup to tear down the last resemblance of the Western economic system. And I've been tracking China and Russia for years on this. We were showing how they were attacking us in the petrodollar world of the Middle East. And this was classic. What embarrasses me the most, and then I got to get into the data, embarrasses me the most is the vast majority of Americans still actually believe this. Even the tests we're doing for the PCR are still 40-cycle tests. 40-cycle tests. It's a lie. The whole thing's a lie. But okay, let's not digress too much. That is why all that? All of that is what led us to where we're at today economically, financially, where we had to print not just trillions to stimulate and bail out. I mean, come on, we had to bail out the endowment for the arts. We had to build some underground subway for San Francisco so they could poop down there too. So we had a lot of things that needed to be done that was so, oh my gosh, imperative because of COVID, right? This was tragedy to the American financial system and we the people's sovereignty and freedom. And they're doing it in a diminishing return aspect. And what does that mean? Well, there's a model called the S-curve, and this is really cool because the S-curve model shows how we go through these cycles until it hits a point of diminishing return, and then the system just kind of collapses on itself. Take a look at this. This is known as the S-curve of doing more of what's failed. Economy slows. What worked so well in the past is ramped up. Credit is eased. Stimulus is increased. So if we go down to the bottom of the S-curve, you have rapid expansion where policies unleash credit, trade, new business models, and startups. Then you start rising into the stagnation. Policies can do no wrong. Economy, jobs, profit of all, expanding smartly. That's where we were. Then you get to the top of the S-curve. Economy slows. What worked so well in the past is ramped up. Credit is eased. Stimulus increased. Maximum expansion. We are definitely at maximum expansion. Come over to the right. What worked so well in the boost phase, which was all during the Trump administration, now fails. Diminishing returns turn into negative returns, as doing more of what failed is now a destructive force. Rather than expand, the economy will end up imploding. It's a diminishing return. They used to be able to print this and get about 95 cents worth of buying power, grease to the system. But now we print a dollar, we barely get a nickel's worth, and it's going into negative diminishing territory as they continue to print trillions. They're just bailing things out. Like, I think they give $1 billion to bail out San Francisco. Well, and so the thing is, this is a diminishing aspect. They are stealing the wealth of future America to do all these pet projects that will produce nothing for the nation. And only for the political hacks, because remember, half the money that goes out to these type of organizations comes back to political payoffs for friends, colleagues, and the politicians. It's money laundering is what it is. It's just in a different way. So anyway, we got to get going in this. I have to get to more details, but I got to take a quick break. I take this serious. You're going to start to see a big rally soon. You want to be on it.
The world is at a tipping point. Our fragile food supply is being destroyed by locusts and fires. A global viral pandemic is collapsing the economic supply chain, impacting financial markets all around the world, leaving you and your finances more vulnerable than ever. Now is the time to protect and preserve your assets. Cornerstone Asset Metals is here to help you protect and preserve what you've worked so hard to gain. Whether you have IRAs to protect, 401ks to preserve, or cash in the bank, our asset specialists are here to support you. Call now and we'll send you urgent information regarding changes to the dollar and the challenges to our economy that you need to be prepared for. Learn how easy it is to roll over your current IRA or 401k into a physical precious metals IRA. We can even arrange to have your precious metals stored in a private vault or send it directly to your home. Do not delay. Call 888-747-3309 today. That's 888-747-3309. Invest in precious metals and create security in your future today. Call now.
Welcome back. So before we get going, I do want to encourage you, go to Wealth Transfer News on YouTube and hit that button called subscribe. Become a subscriber on the YouTube, because it's not just a TV program that's there that you can share with others who maybe don't get it in their viewing area, but we also have the podcast rigged against you. It comes out weekly on Friday. It also gets dumped into our YouTube space, so you can listen to that. And that's only about a 10, 15 minute podcast, but it's usually pretty knife sharp information that you're normally not gonna get on the TV program. So I encourage you to share that as well. And by all means, there's a lot of people that ask a lot, and I just think it's so darn precious. I've had people even send in $5 in a letter, just so cute. And they ask, how can we support the ministry that Wealth Transfer is doing and get them on more programming and more networks and stations? I said, well, we really just don't have that availability, but if you do want to support us, by all means, go to endtimesdocumentary.com, watch the documentary End Times in the Financial System. It is going to enlighten you for what's coming for the future in a really unique way. Go to endtimesdocumentary.com, download the documentary. You can even have it mailed to your home if you choose to, but that is definitely one way that you can support the ministry service here at Wealth Transfer and allow us to continue and expand our programming. So as we're talking about the stimulus, $1.9 trillion, mind you, is not a small number. Not a small number at all. And I really get a kick out of this because I saw a small video where this young man was being interviewed, and then he said he was all mad at Biden. He was a supporter of Biden, and he was all mad at Biden because he's like, you know, he's dropping bombs on Syria, and that man owes me $2,000. And those bombs are expensive. I just had to laugh. I'm like, number one, kid, if you're not paying taxes, you don't get owed anything because it's being taken from somebody else in order to give it to you. And so, you see, that's the mindset here. And it's just incredible. But this $1.9 trillion is an extraordinary large sum of money. Do you know if they just took the $1.9 trillion, if they truly wanted to help the American people and the American family, they can give $6,000 to every man, woman, and child in the United States? And they're not even getting close to that, are they? I mean, this is a big sham, folks. This is horrendous. 20 years ago, you'd never see this in America. But we have the most loose, mentally strapped people in this country on the left and in Hollywood and in the university system like I've ever seen. I am so thankful I'm not near any of that stuff, because I'd probably have an upset stomach like all the time throwing up on them. It would just be a terrible situation. Like, I couldn't be around that because it's so ignorant, ignoring truth, and it's so backwards. And I'm amazed at how many people are drinking the Kool-Aid of this lie. $2 trillion is a serious amount of money. We've already done that. And we're getting ready to do trillions more. Why? It's all by design to take us to the Great Reset, collapse this finally, and usher in a new system. So here's a headline of what these yahoos are doing. Take a look. Democrats celebrate passage of $1.9 trillion coronavirus bill, which, by the way, only $200 billion goes to coronavirus. This is just the start of what Congress can do. Terrifying. Just terrifying. I'm shaking to even consider what that means. Like, these people are insane, and we have to walk this out. Now, that coronavirus bill is a lie. It's not a coronavirus bill. It's $1.7 trillion of a slush fund to pay off the blue cities for destroying their system and locking their people down. I think some of them are even double masking. So embarrassing, man. But that's bad. And you can count on the fact, now I shouldn't be, you know, happy about this because I'm really not, but you can count on the fact they're going to do trillions and trillions more that will not help the people and it will destroy the system. That's the goal, you see. Many people don't want to acknowledge that, but that's just true. Now, what we want to get into is the sell side indication of what this market means, because, you know, we started off the program is talking about the fact that, you know, will all this money printing diminish our wealth? Well, take a look at this. This is from Bank of America, and it's basically a sell side indicator going back to 1985 on the left. So when it reaches the red line and above, it's extreme it's a bearish for stocks, extreme bullishness. But when it hits the green line, it's bullish, and below, it's bullish for stocks. Well, if you notice all the way over to the right, we have finally crossed the green and we're tapping the red, which is, means very, very bad for stocks. And if you notice, every time it hit the red, which was back in 2000 and in 2008, of course, we know what kind of major recession that brought upon us. And that's a very interesting, that is a very, very interesting indicator. Bank of America sell side indicator. Now, here's why this is important. We're at the period now where we supposedly had already been yielding all of this wealth from the stock market. And we've been producing all of this wealth in our nation, even though they're destroying half of it through the middle class and small business. Because the timing is wrong. Because not only are we in the sell side of the stock market, the M2 money supply couldn't be any lower, meaning cash available in banks and savings accounts and such, couldn't be any lower. At the time, we're printing trillions and trillions more of this into the float, diluting it. And the best way to explain it is take a thing of cranberry juice and dump it in a toilet bowl. It's red. It's fine. Print a few dollars. Print trillions of dollars. You take the same cranberry juice and dump it into an Olympic swimming pool, the red disappears. That's what's going to happen to this soon. It's disappearing. Your buying power. Wait till you see the inflation, as we talked about. Now, that's the sell side indicator. It couldn't be any worse time because people are going to need the money. And look at the M2 money supply. Take a look. Now, this is monetary velocity versus debt in our GDP. But just focus on the dotted line there. It's around the area of 2000. Where the M2 money supply, the orange line, started decreasing. The blue line in the middle, that's the doozy because that's all sector debt, liabilities, loans. The gray line is what we produce. So you can see we've exponentially increased debt when at the same time we crossed over on the money supply right at the financial crisis level there. And look at the M2 supply today, lower than it's ever been since 1985. The timing couldn't be worse, you see, to do all of this. So we're printing trillions and trillions, diluting the wealth and buying power of what we're saving. And you're, most people, if they're not in cash, which they shouldn't be, they should be in stuff like this. Instead of currency in a bank, they should be this in a vault, especially for the IRAs. But the stock market is screaming. Now, I get the money printing. They think that's going to boom the market. Maybe it does 10%, 15%. But the fragility of the upside, that sell side indicator is not messing around. That money velocity is as bad as it gets. If this market crashes to the tune of 50% or more, do you think we're going to have the ability to survive the high level of costs of food, goods, and services on the heel of this COVID sham, which is now getting ready to usher in unbelievable bankruptcies, commercial bankruptcies, defaults on loans. I mean, it goes on and on what's getting ready to come. That's why we need to be protected in precious metal, at least with a portion of our portfolio, because you're going to need that when this dollar system collapses. Got to take a quick break. Be right back.
The world is at a tipping point. Our fragile food supply is being destroyed by locusts and fires. A global viral pandemic is collapsing the economic supply chain, impacting financial markets all around the world, leaving you and your finances more vulnerable than ever. Now is the time to protect and preserve your assets. Cornerstone Asset Metals is here to help you protect and preserve what you've worked so hard to gain. Whether you have IRAs to protect, 401ks to preserve, or cash in the bank, our asset specialists are here to support you. Call now. Now, and we'll send you urgent information regarding changes to the dollar and the challenges to our economy that you need to be prepared for. Learn how easy it is to roll over your current IRA or 401k into a physical precious metals IRA. We can even arrange to have your precious metals stored in a private vault or send it directly to your home. Do not delay. Call 888-747-3309 today. That's 888-747-3309. Invest in precious metals and create security in your future today. Call now.
Welcome back. So we talk about debt, and now we showed you where money supply is. Now that's the M2. That means there's not a lot of cash available. And if we don't have a lot of cash available and we walk into a major crash, do we have what's there needed for an emergency? Are we prepared? Well, the other problem we have is the debt. Now, the only reason the gold and silver price even went down a little bit here was because of the 10-year Treasury yield increasing. Take a look at this, and you're going to see what the Fed's getting ready to do. Now, this is a big picture of the debt in red. And if you notice the big mountain in the middle, that's 1948 after World War II. We are actually higher in debt than World War II, yet we don't have the same balance of finance resource or gold. So basically, eventually, I'm expecting the Fed to step in and lower long-term Treasury rates. Likely, the Fed will implement yield curve control to manage interest rates across the entire curve. The U.S. government has never been this much in debt, and rising rates will push the government into bankruptcy. In addition, rising rates will slow down the economy, which is not what they want. This is serious. We can't raise the rates, but yet they have to do it to some extent. They have to play with this curve and manipulate it. And once they start doing that, you're going to see gold and silver pop to another level. My guess is the next bull run for gold will run it towards 2,300, and then silver will definitely go towards 30 and on towards 50. Bigger problem is getting your hands on it. You can't even get certain gold increments anymore until like July or August. It's getting bad out there in supply, so you really need to get busy on getting it, and especially in those retirement accounts, I highly recommend it. But our debt level, this is scary, folks. Our debt level is as high and higher than World War II. Now, at the end of World War II, we had 75% of the world's gold at that point. We were the wealthiest nation in the world. We became the reserve currency, you see. We were it. We were the kitty's meow after World War II. But now we're not. Now I think most of the world hates us. I think half this country hates the other half of the country, where in World War II, at least we were, you know, kind of somewhat together. And now you've got the Chinese comms, the Chi-coms coming after America, where in World War II, we were fighting the Nazis. I tell you what, I think I'd take a Nazi over these Chi-coms any day. At least you knew where they stood. Chinese like to smile while they stick a knife in your back. That's not good. So here we are with more debt now than we've ever had in the history of the United States. Our M2 supply is diminishing, our value is diminishing, our inflation is rising, and we don't have any wealth like we did. What's going to happen, you see? That's why we need to be protected as individuals, because then we have resources to rebuild after the fact. Now, here's a list of what we can expect from this COVID sham over the last 12 months as it's destroyed our system. This is what's coming right now. Now, this is a list of the fallout that you haven't seen, but it's starting to come, which I doubt the media will tell you. Bankruptcy wave, small business bankruptcies, bankruptcies in travel, hospitality, and tourism. Downsizing wave, where corporate credit ratings, solvency, and liquidity problems. housing and real estate in forbearance shock. Commercial real estate. A new Zoom workplace is destroying commercial real estate. Then there's cost cutting. Robotics is a wave for the future to fight costs, massive labor problems. Keep fighting for $15 and see where it gets you. And then, of course, there's tax shortfalls. Falling tax revenues because all these businesses are no longer producing revenue. Income, sales, and property taxes are going to increase. And disposable income, that M2, inflation shock as food, goods, commodities, and prices escalate. Now, we showed just the last few programs ago about the inflation that's coming in food. And food is serious. There is problems all over this world. Now, Americans were not paying attention. We have food, but there's a big chunk of this world that are seeing amazing spike in food prices. It's going to cause serious trouble. These are the elements, or the, I guess you could say, the result of locking down the system for 12 months. Unconstitutionally, by history will judge it, regardless of all the censorship they're trying to do on the internet, the facts are out. And the fact is, this was a setup and this was a sham. And they destroyed our system over it. And now we're in serious trouble. And now we have problems even with food, which food is the basic element of our survival. And maybe we don't feel it here, but we're going to feel that pain when the world feels it. Here's what the UN says about it. The head of the United Nations World Food Program has publicly stated that there will be famines of biblical proportion in 2021. But here in the United States, many people don't take warnings like that seriously because we still have plenty of food in the stores. And so far, food inflation in this country has not been really, really dramatic. Overly dramatic, anyway. I mean, it goes up 5 or 7% and you're not really seeing it. Or they're shrinking packaging, you're not really noticing. Or they're killing the quality because it's not actually real food, it's actually chemical food. And we wonder why we're extremely obese and disease-ridden as a nation. Because we have chemical food, it's not real food. And so with this food shortage that's coming, it is very serious. We are no doubt going to see the continued printing of money that will destroy the very wealth you're saving. If you're saving it in this, if you're in the stock market or bonds, you better ask that question and get yourself over to this now while you still have a chance. So until next week, God bless each and every one of you. Peace to you all. Remember, from the community outward, let's rebuild to greatness.
The world is at a tipping point. Our fragile food supply is being destroyed by locusts and fires. A global viral pandemic is collapsing the economic supply chain, impacting financial markets all around the world, leaving you and your finances more vulnerable than ever. Now is the time to protect and preserve your assets. Cornerstone Asset Metals is here to help you protect and preserve what you've worked so hard to gain. Whether you have IRAs to protect, 401ks to preserve, or cash in the bank, our asset specialists are here to support you. Call now and we'll send you urgent information regarding changes to the dollar and the challenges to our economy that you need to be prepared for. Learn how easy it is to roll over your current IRA or 401k into a physical precious metals IRA. We can even arrange to have your precious metals stored in a private vault or send it directly to your home. Do not delay. Call 888-747-3309 today. That's 888-747-3309. Invest in precious metals and create security in your future today. Call now.